The Dixie Chicks had a career slump after lead singer Natalie Maines criticized President Bush on the eve of the war in Iraq and upset many of the group's fans. Their defiant comeback album, Taking the Long Way, was named Album of the Year and Best Country Album, and the song Not Ready to Make Nice earned Grammys for Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best Country Performance by a Duo or Group. After nearly 4 years of criticism and some country radio stations refusing to play their music, band member Marty McGuire told reporters the wind feels good. She said the album told a story.
Great music comes from inspiration, and what happened to us really drove us to make an album that said a lot, and I think people kind of linked into that because it was a story and it was something beyond the music. It wasn't just songs.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers earned 4 Grammys, including Best Rock Album for Stadium Arcadium, and Best Rock Song, and Best Rock Vocal by a Duo or Group for the song Danny California. Singer Mary J. Blige earned Grammys for Best Rhythm and Blues Album for The Breakthrough and Best Female R&B Performance for the song Be Without You. The track was also named Best R&B Song, an award that Blige, as co-writer, shared with the other writers. Carrie Underwood was named Best New Artist and earned a Grammy for Best Female Vocal Country Performance for her hit song, Jesus Take the Wheel. The singer from Shakota, Oklahoma, soared to stardom after appearing on the talent show American Idol. She says she knows there are other artists waiting to be discovered.
Oh, I know that there are. I know that there are. There's so many people that just have huge dreams. They just don't know what to do about them. And, I'm living proof that it's possible to go from being a big nobody in a little town and just, you know, having huge dreams to going up on stage and winning Grammys.
An industry veteran, singer Tony Bennett, earned a Grammy for his collaborative pop album, Duets, and earned another with Stevie Wonder for their joint rendition of For Once in My Life. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.